Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Friday, we join the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network, and their director is our great friend, Lucy Shake. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you on this? Oh, look, sunshine for the first time in 5 days. Well, that's nice.
Definitely enjoying the sunshine. It's made everything better. All those trees just lit up.
That is a good point, because yesterday they were covered in rain and clouds and muck and everything else. So we can almost see the finish line here on a Friday afternoon. So let's get this rolling so you can get to your weekend. And, well, the leaves are falling off the trees. The weather hasn't been perfect. That must mean basketball season's around the corner.
That's a funny way to explain it. But, yeah, it's time to get in the gym, right? You know, and the Monroe County YMCA, the Southeast Monroe County YMCA, is looking for coaches for the young ones. So these are 3 or 4 year olds, all the way up to, looks like, 14 year olds. So there's different leagues, about an hour and a half each is the commitment for coaches. And the season is from November 7th through December 19th. So if you're interested in being a mentor and coach to some little ones on the basketball court, here's your chance.
Hoop it up. That's right. Basketball season right around the corner. 2020 has been so weird. I don't know what season it is anyhow. But for the non-sports fans, the City of Bloomington Safe and Civil City program, they're looking for high school or middle school girls to attend a leadership summit. Tell me who can help out there.
Well, this one is truly for the young ones, right? So I'm putting this in our listing this week because I want to give these opportunities to our younger folks, those middle and high school young ladies, who are interested in leadership, and part of leadership is always service in my mind. And so they're having an opportunity. It's going to be online this year, November 12th. That's a Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you will be excused from school with a confirmed registration for this. So you can attend this. Last year, they all came down to City Hall and had a wonderful, wonderful day and program with all of the presenters. It is focused on African-American and Latina middle and high school age female identifying students, but they welcome everyone. So if you're interested in that and you're a young person here in Monroe County, I highly encourage you to go. It's a wonderful program put together by our department, Shatoya Moss, the Safe and Civil City Program Director.
And if you don't have children in this age group or relative, well, pass it on to other family members or neighbors or whatever else so everybody knows this is happening. And that's happening kind of quickly, Lucy. That's going to be, let's see, that was 2 weeks from yesterday. So we need to step on the step on the gas pedal there. Drive-through vaccine clinics. Well, I'd love to get one. Wait, you need helpers, not shot takers.
Right. We need both. You know, so this is kind of letting you know it's happening. So if you haven't gotten your vaccine yet, your flu vaccine, this is an opportunity to do it. But if you'd like to volunteer for this opportunity to help out with the Medical Reserve Corps, and that's all through the Monroe County Health Department in collaboration with the Public Health Clinic through the Monroe County government, you can volunteer on the 19th. Again, a Thursday. It'll be all outside between 12 and 3 is the actual clinic, but they're needing volunteers a little bit before and a little after. So starting at 10:30 all the way to 4:30 to help with all those event things, and including this called a point of dispensing, a pod. And so you're going to need to be doing some of those back and forth things between stations and helping make sure everything runs just seamlessly for the folks handing out these flu vaccines.
Lucy, if I'm interested for that, who do I need to get in touch with?
So you're going to reach out to the Monroe MRC. Did you hear that?
Monroe MRC.
Oh, I didn't know if you heard. I heard an alert on my phone.
Oh, my. Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, I just went.
You know what the alert said? The alert said it's Friday. Hurry up so we can all go home and get out of here. But the drive-through, the drive-through flu vaccine clinic, do I need any medical experience to help out in this, Lucy? Or are they just looking for bodies to help make this seamless?
They're looking for helpful folks to make it seamless, but if you do have a little bit of that medical background, you can be a part of the people working on those vaccine stations and actually dispensing the vaccines. So please let them know by emailing Monroe MRC at co.monroe.in.us, and they'll just put you in the appropriate station for your experience.
Excellent. And that's coming up again November 19th, an outdoor project. So that you might have to dress warmly at that part. Who knows? It's Indiana. We had 80 last week and we had 20. Well, it's just anything in between. It can happen. What are you doing for Halloween? What's the big plans?
I'm really curious about that. I'm not going out or dressing up or anything like that. But our neighborhood has been quite the Halloween display neighborhood. So we still do have some of those neighbors who have wonderful, scary, spooky displays out front. So I think we're going to have a little bit of stuff to walk around and see. But I'm going to try to stay away from that candy. I don't need any more of this. I've got my COVID-15 going on.
15? Gee whiz. Look, good for you, the rest of us. My goodness. Did I have you written down on the candy corn as your favorite corn or as your favorite candy from earlier? God, I hope it's not your favorite
corn. Is that
corn
from the chart? I think I amended that last week to being, I give all praise to those folks who hand out the full-size.
The full-size bar, yeah. I love the ones that say, those little bitty ones that say fun size. That's not fun. Who thinks that's fun? It should say small sample size. It should say exactly what it is. And then they went even smaller and gave you bite size just so we could create more wrappers to throw away. That was a great idea.
That's right.
That was a great
idea.
I know.
I count them up. I just count them up. Like, I can have this many of them. Party size is the size in my house.
Party size. That's a little bit better than fun size, because fun size is ridiculous.
A little party for
they
one.
Should just put it on there and call it what it is. They should call it diet size, or you shouldn't be eating this size. Just call it what it
that's
is.
Shame on you, size.
There
that's
you
right.
go. There you go. Oh, that's why we get along so well. So no costumes. That's all right. I don't think I'm going costuming either. I think we'll just do some pod stuff in the old neighborhood. And sit around and enjoy. It's going to be 60 degrees, so that's the great news for Halloween.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so a nice afternoon. Watch a little Hoosier football, then get into your old spooks and tricks and treats and everything else. And when Halloween's over, oh, no, what do we do with our Halloween decorations? Well, we save them. Don't throw anything away. We'll find somebody who will use them next year. And that goes with anything. So if you're cleaning out summer supplies and transitioning into fall, into winter, and you find stuff you don't need, Lucy, you have a whole list of local places that can use this, whether it's in a church or a nonprofit. Don't throw anything away.
You're exactly right. And those decorations really do go to use. We actually have a whole category for holiday decorations.
Really?
And that's not just Christmas. Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say that, because when that came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, God, that's stupid. Why did you say that? Nobody uses decorations. But they do. I was right. All right.
Oh, yeah. We'll be getting back into those facilities pretty soon. And every classroom always likes those decorations, so donating those to a teacher's warehouse is wonderful. But if you've got something, you're not sure where to take it, you can look at the community wish list anytime. That's bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org/community-wish-list. And you can just search by item, or you can give me a call, and I can put out the call to everybody about what you have, and they'll raise their hand if they need it.
And Lucy, if people would like that phone number, it is
812-349-3433.
Excellent. And folks, if they'd like to see all the lists and all the places and any way to get involved, whether it's donating money or gift cards or time, where do they go?
We put everything in one place for you, bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org.
That's easy. Really, really easy. Enjoy the final hours here of October. When we talk again, it will be November. Wow, time flies when we're having fun. Then we'll get into our Thanksgiving talks about what we should be eating for that holiday. Because without a little food talk, it's a little boring sometimes. But we got to spice it up.
That's
spice
right.
it up.
I'll see you on the other side of that time change, right?
Oh. You know what? I heard something funny that made me laugh, and of course, it's a meme now everywhere, and it should be. 2020, can we add an extra hour instead of falling back? We don't want to be here 1 hour longer. Can we just push the clocks forward instead? I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, right. Let's just make this a little quicker.
Yeah, let's not.
2021.
Exactly right. Should make for a fun New Year's Eve. Safely, of course, of course. We'll get to that right down the road. Great job as always, Lucy. You give us great information. Give us a good laugh. That's all we want here on a Friday afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Next month. Sounds like forever from now.
Oh, sorry. Next month.
Lucy Shake from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. She's the best and joins us every Friday afternoon. Rod Holloway from Comprehensive Financial Consultants will join us next.